You know, a lot of people, like myself, for example, I find it really hard to pray. And sometimes, just like listening to the music, I sing along with it, and that's like my prayer to God.
Yeah, our testimonies are always going to be the most powerful thing.
I just hope that encourages you.
When we share what God is doing in our lives, we all get to learn and grow together.
To sit back and sort of look at it from a bird's eye view.
We can be a little better every day.
And ultimately, just make God proud.
That's life.
We're singing to one God.
That's the SOS community.
I love the dialogue. I love the discussion. I love you plugging in with our SOS community. That's what this is all about.
Start your day with Scott Harold. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We have Mandisa hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. And Mandisa, you've had several songs that were just born out of some tough seasons in your life. And despite all of that, God's really brought you through it. How's this summer been treating you so far? Any developing themes you've been noticing?
You know, I just got a book that I am reading by Stephen Furtick, Unqualified. It's all about how God uses broken people to do great things. And I feel like that is the theme of this year for me. I'm broken. Things haven't been so great. And so it's easy to believe that, you know, when you're like that you're disqualified from doing things for the Lord. But it's actually the opposite. The opposite is true. He really likes using broken things. So I feel very qualified in that regard.
So is there something in the book that Stephen wrote that just is really resonating right now in this season?
I'm just starting. I think just the concept of that. When you are not doing well, it's really easy to fall into shame and feeling like nobody should see me and nobody should hear me right now. Like I shouldn't be around people because I've messed up. And so I think just that, and it just felt really right on time. I've been really battling with that. So even just receiving that book, I felt like it was a little whisper from the Lord reminding me that He's not forgotten me, that He's not ashamed of me. It's really easy to put what you think about your parents. I just feel like when I messed up that I should be ashamed, and it's just kind of a theme of my life, feeling ashamed about things. And so it's just a good reminder that I don't need to be ashamed, that God can, you know, not be happy with things that I've done, but that doesn't mean He's not happy with you in general.
I know. We just get so tied in to following the code of conduct, you know,
right.
Almost like how do I manage the sin in my life versus really focusing on God's radical grace that He's already forgiven us from that. Of course, we don't want to sin. We own that we're sinners, but we're redeemed now.
Yeah. I've heard that language my whole life. It's much easier to read in the Bible than it is to apply to life.
It's easy to say God has grace for people, but then when it comes back to us, it's like we don't always own that or let that go more than like surface deep a lot of times.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a big learning curve for me. I grew up getting, you know, $5 for every A in my report card and $4 for every B. So it's really easy to be performance driven, you know, to feel like I make people proud when I'm doing well. It's outlandish to think that God loves me and is proud of me even when I'm not. Just a hard concept for me. So that's what I'm trying to learn, trying to grow in that area.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Mandisa this morning on SOS Radio. And Mandisa, you were just talking about the fact that God provides for us, that He's proud of us, that He loves us. Even when we don't feel like we have it all together, that performance-driven mentality, it's interesting because we live in kind of a microwave culture. We expect all this quick success without much work involved, but at the same time, we give people participation trophies just for showing up.
Yeah, and when somebody messes up, it's always worldwide news, and so you feel like, gosh, I better be careful being my P's and Q's because I don't want people to know that I've messed up something. So, yeah, it's really interesting, this world we live in. And, Scott, I don't like that when I talk to you that you make me pull this stuff up. Usually people just ask me, you know, when my next album is coming out, but you go deep.
I'll consider that a compliment.
You should.
I don't even know where I was going now. No, I was going to say, like, in the breaking news sort of social media world, everybody expects anyone who has a public platform to share their guts and just to come out and give their deepest, darkest secrets out. And you do that, and then people criticize you or they connect with it. It just kind of depends on the mood. But then when you fall and you make a mistake publicly, it's like that world makes it feel like, okay, your platform is gone because you did something publicly and screwed up. But that's not what God says about us. God says, you're uniquely and wonderfully made, and I have a purpose and a plan for you even when you screw up. And just because you screwed up once doesn't mean you can't bounce back and I can't use you.
Yeah, and I think in, you know, Christian culture in general, we talk about grace a lot, but God forbid, if somebody were to, you know, mess up. I think there is something to be said of there being repercussions, but I feel like a lot needs to be said about grace and how we respond to people who have messed up or fallen. And I am learning the importance of that. I'm learning the importance of grace and not holding people over fire if they have messed something up, but, you know, helping them to respond in a way that would both benefit them and benefit people who are aware of their platform.
The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We have Mandisa hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. And Mandisa, you've been a part of a couple of different tours in the past where you've been able to spend some time with the Newsboys. You know, it's an interesting thing about them is they've had a bunch of different eras. There's the John James era, the Peter Furler era. Now it's the Michael Tate era. I mean, we grew up listening to him and DC talk.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm very familiar with the Tate era. That is, I got to know Peter Furler as his own artist. I knew of him. You know, I hear songs of him with the Newsboys, but I guess I wasn't necessarily listening to Christian music. I was still in my Whitney Houston days when he was big with the Newsboys. And so I know Peter as solo artist Peter Furler, and I've always known Michael Tate as being in the Newsboys. So it's always funny for me to hear about, you know, different eras. Same with Toby Mac. Like, a lot of people who've been listening to Christian music their whole lives talk about DC Talk, and I've always known Toby as being Toby Mac. So it's neat for me to, you know, listen to how Christian music was back in the day.
I went on a trip overseas and got to hang out at some of the projects where the kids are playing. And it was so interesting because they rush us off the bus and they're like, keep walking down this alley. Do not stop. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just keep following in there and you're going to go into this spot. You're going to see the guys with machine guns standing on the corner. Ignore them. Make a right and go into the school right here, which is actually a local church. And what was so cool, I didn't realize about Compassion International is, you know, we've sponsored a few different children over the years, and I just figure, you know, I send my money to them, they give it to the kids and the families, or they run these schools. But really what it is they give that money and the curriculum to the local churches, so the parents of these kids don't know what Compassion International is per se. They know it's their local church that's supporting them and their families and their kids.
Wow.
And they're using that vehicle like where the church is getting the credit.
That's awesome. I love that. I think that's a big part of mission work. It meets not just their physical needs, but their spiritual needs as well. It's awesome.
Like the seeds being planted and something is going to grow here.
Yes, that's how it works.
Awesome. We've been talking to Mandisa this morning on SOS Radio. Thanks for taking some time and chatting with us this morning, Mandisa.
Thanks, Scott. Good talking to you.
All right. Well, have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio Podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.